Erev Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos Shira. I am actually broadcasting today's share from a quarantine, not just the general quarantine, but a personal family quarantine. Many of us at home have the coronavirus right now. And therefore, if you can just pause this for a moment and say one parak Tehillim, Reschus for Avraham Reuven, Ben Shendel Malka, and his whole family, and say the tefillah in Lashon Kodesh, make it up. In Lashon Kodesh, it's better. Like, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yirachim, Alavram Ruvim, Minchein Domalka, V'kol Mishpachta, V'yishtach Lehem, Rufu HaShalema, Rufu HaSanefesh, Rufu HaSaguf, something like that. V'toich Shara Chal Yisroch, this, in Baruch Hashem, we don't have anything serious. So, if it could be like a Tech Shara Chal Yisroch, and really give it to everybody else, because the little bit that I have is not Gishmak, and I could just imagine people that have this thing much worse, how difficult and how challenging it must be. So we'll just pause for a moment. Beep. Welcome back to the shiur. Okay, so I want to say, first of all, today's shiur is based on a sefer called HaTorah Tmimah from Rav Shtern from Yerushalayim. I've added a couple of things. And I want to begin with saying that there is a question which has been bothering me for a long time, many years, and Baruch Hashem thought of a mahalach, and that will, this year, and that will set us on the path for this shiur. And the question is that today's Kriyas HaTorah, Parshas Bashalach, tomorrow's Kriyas HaTorah, everybody knows is read twice a year. It's read Parshas Bashalach, Shabbos Shira, and it's also read on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Like Rashi mentions in this week's Parsha, that the actual Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shira Sayyam was on the seventh day of Pesach, and Rashi says that is why there's the Kriyas HaTorah of the seventh day of Pesach. So it's read twice a year. And however, Chazal were the sack in two different haftiras. The haftira of this week's parasha of Shabbos Shira, Ashkenazim, Perak Dalet and Perak Hay from Shoiftim, the longest haftira of the year. And Sfaradim also read at least Perak Hay, which is quite long in itself. But Ashkenazim, it's way over the top. That's the haftarah for today. The haftarah is about a shira, so that's the main connection to the parasha, and also the actual story over the victory of Sisera's armies under the king Yavin. The whole long story, the Gemara Masechet in the last parak connects to the parasha and says how it was really continued. The Sisera's armies drowned in the Haftarah, even though it's not so beferish in the Psukim, except in the Shira. It says, Nachal Kish and Garfam. And the Gemara says this was connected to the whole story of the Yam. So the Gemara, so the main Haftarah is the Shira, which is of course connected to the Parsha. And the entire story of the downfall of Sisera is very connected to the Parsha also, according to the Gemara. Very nice. But I don't see a reason why that would be the Haftarah of today's parsha more than Shvi'i Shel Pesach. No idea. Shvi'i Shel Pesach, what's the Haftarah? By Yidaber David, it's David's last Shira, the end of Sefer Shmuel, end of Shmuel Beis. And L'chaira, we can ask, why was this Shira's Dvaira chosen to be the Haftarah of Parshas Bashalach and not Shvi'i Shel Pesach? And the other one, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, they wanted to switch it. Fine, they made Shira of David HaMelech. Why? Why not the other way around? This has bothered me for a very long time. And Baruch Hashem, this year, L'Kavod this year, we had a teretz, which will lead us to this year. And that is that there's something in this haftarah which is connected to a different part of the parsha, which is not read on Shvi'i Shel Pesach at all, which is something you want to focus on. It's a little bit not the regular haftarah share, but it's a pasuk in the haftarah. And that is about Milchemes Amalek, which everybody knows is the end of this week's parsha. And there is a very serious direct reference to Amalek in the Haftarah. And actually, not just Amalek, Amalek with Yeshua in this week's Parsha. So that, we feel, is what perhaps is the reason why this Haftarah was chosen for this week. Because in addition to everything of Pesach and the Shira, we also have a connection to the story of Amalek. So this is now the Psukim in the Haftarah. In Perek Hay, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Navi says, Oz Yirad Sarid Ladirim Om. So this pasuk says that Sarid, the survivors, Klal Yisrael, who had survived 20 terrible years of persecution underneath the Knanim, Yirad means they began to rule. So Rashi explains, Yirad a lot of times in Tanakh doesn't mean go down, it means to rule. La'adirim to the nation of mighty warriors. Then the pasuk continues and says, Hashem Yirad li bagibarim. Hashem has always helped me rule over mighty, strong nations. And begins to give an accounting of all different times in history. Beginning from the first battle that Klal Yisrael had to fight, the most difficult battle, the most important battle, leading up to this battle of Dvaira. Mini Ephraim, Mini means from, coming out of. Mini Ephraim, from Shevet Ephraim, Sharsham, their source, their most important man of Ephraim, which is of course Yeshua ben Nun. Rashi says in Parshas Vayechi that the Cheshivas of Ephraim before Manasseh is because of Yeshua. So Mini Ephraim, from Shevet Ephraim, Sharsham, their root, their source, their main man, Ba'amalek, went and fought against Amalek, who was the first one who dared to fight against us, who began the whole history of violence and anti-Semitism against Klal Yisrael, Amalek. Another taich in the Pasuk Stam, the Kilas Yaakov, says Sharsham is a lesson of uprooting. So Mini Ephraim, pause, Sharsham, Amalek, he began to uproot Amalek. Acharecha, next, Vinyamin Bamamecha. Some of Farshim say it's going on Eyud ben Gera, who also, besides Eglim Melech Maiv, also Amalek was involved there. But most of Farshim, including the Targum Nesin, say that Acharecha Vinyamin is referring to a Nevuah on the future. The first king of the Jewish people is Shaul from Vinyamin. Bamamecha also is going to be fighting against the multitudes and fighting against Amalek. And the pasuk continues and says, Mini Machir, Yardu Mechaikim, from Shevet Machir, which is one of the sons of Manasseh, came people to fight and help Dvaira in her war. Umizvulun Meshlam Shevet Seifer, even those that are Tamid Chachamim in Zvulun, the ones that don't even know anything about war, that all he knew how to do was learn. Yes, even from Shevet Zvulun, they all came down to join the war. We want to speak about the beginning. Amini Ephraim Sharsham Ba'amalek. And Ephraim considered the one who wages the war against Amalek. We know that Amalek is considered racist Goyim Amalek, it says in Parshas Balak. They are the beginning of all the anti-Semitism against Klal Yisrael. They are the ones who jumped in. When everybody was scared to start up with Klal Yisrael, they jumped into the burning, not burning bush, the burning bath, the burning hot tub, to go over and destroy Klal Yisrael. And Ephraim was given the koyach to go against them. Now, we'll learn together a Yalkut Shemayni on this pasuk in the Haftarah. And then, Imrit Hashem, we'll get to the Meshech Chochmah. So, the Yalkut says like this. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yalkut begins, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, in Parak Memtes, L'chein shimu atas Hashem eshayoatz al Edom. Listen to what Hashem has planned for Edom. Edom, Esav, Amalek. U'mach shevoisav ashechoshav al yoshvei seimon. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planned for those who live Yoshvei Taman many times, is referring to Edom. Im lo yischavum tziri atzayin, im lo yosem aleihem neveyem. Think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to have him dragged away, have Esav, Amalek, dragged away by the young sheep. Yashim aleihem neveyem, Hashem will cause desolation to their homes. They'll be destroyed by the tziri atzayin, by the young sheep. Now normally, Rashi says, what does it mean, the young sheep will destroy? It means very small nations, little petty little nations, very minuscule, unimportant nations, will still destroy Edom, which is also humiliating for Edom. That's what Rashi learns. However, the Yalkut Shemayni by us, and Dvaira, Shaifet and Perakei, Remez Nun Aleph says that the Tziri Atzoyin is not going on Goyish nations, it's going on the young Shvatim. The two youngest Shvatim, Yosef and Binyamin, they are the Tziri Atzoyin, and they are the ones who destroy Amalek. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Mesoires Agadu Hu Biyadeinu, She'ein Esav Noifel Ela Biyad Vanea Shel Rachel. Rachel's children, Yosef and Yamin, Ephraim and Asher and Yamin, they are the ones who always conquer Esav. Gemara says in Baba Basra also, in Yesh Noichlin, Ein Zari Shel Esav, Nimitz El Biyad Zari Shel Yosef. And Rashi brought this down a few times in Sefer Bereishis. A few times Rashi brought down Sefer Bereishis that Esav is Akash, Rashi brought Pesukim Mervadya, Esav is Kash, Yosef is the lohava. So here, this Gemara, sorry, this Medrash is saying not just that, not Dafka Yosef. The Medrash is saying all but Neha Shal Rachel. Mir Hashem, there's a lot of tiresness. We'll say again one Mahal Tayf from the Meshech Chacham. Continues the Medrash and says Lama. Why? Because if the Shvatim come with tainus, they say to Esav, Esav, you're so nasty. Why are you chasing your brother? Why I have the same thing tain on you? You also chased your brother. You're no better than me. But when he comes to Yosef, Yosef says to Esav, and therefore you deserve to be destroyed. Esav cannot respond to Yosef. Because if Esav will even try to claim, they did bad things to me, he stole my brachas, I'm upset at Yaakov, he tricked me. Yosef can say, my brothers also did bad things to me. But all I did was give them back good. Esav has nothing to say. And then, because of that, Esav was destroyed by the fire, the flaming fire of Yosef. And Medrash goes on with many, many more milas that Yosef has over Esav. So just want to speak about what we mentioned already. Meshech Chochma, at the end of Parshas Ki Savon, has a mahalach to explain the mila of Yosef over Esav. And we'll understand, not just Yosef, we're going to explain him to Shem, why even Binyamin. The chayr that far doesn't apply to Binyamin, but we just said, Binyamin, okay, nobody did anything bad to him, he did anything bad, you don't have any big rias, he can maybe have a taina, but Yosef has a strong taina over Esav. My brothers chased me, and I didn't do anything bad. So I'd like to share with you what the Meshech Chochma says, a moyer de gevar from the Meshech Chochma, where this he explains a lot of amazing things. The Medrash, he brings a Medrash at the end of Parshas Ki Savon, amazing Medrash. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ebrona, please, Hashem, let me go into Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem said to Moshe, says the Medrash Rabbah, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, it already happened in the past that I said one thing and you said something else and you won. I said, V'ashmidem, I will destroy Klal Yisrael by the Meraglim. And you said, Salachti kivarecha, Slachno, forgive them. And I listened to you, I didn't do what I wanted to do. So Moshe says, exactly, and that's what I want right now also. You told me, Loi Savar Asayar Denazah. And I am saying, Ebrona, I want to go in and please let me win again. So Hashem said, Moshe, Moshe, there's a problem. It's contradictory. Why? It's called in Lashon Kodesh, Lecha is a Chevel v'shnei Roshim. You're grabbing the rope by both ends. You can't do it. It's contradiction. Why? If you want the Ebrona, you want to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, then we have to get rid of the Slachna, of the Chet HaMeraglim. If you want me to keep the Slachna, then we have to get rid of the Ebrona. And as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, says Rabbi Shuvim Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu said, let Moshe die, but let's not hurt one Yid. And he was a vater, he said, I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. But of course, we have to understand this Medrash. What is the problem with Hashem saying Slachna and Ebrona? Hashem accepting the Slachna of Moshe Rabbeinu, which he already had accepted, and the Ebrona also. Why is it considered Oiches as a Chevel b'shnei Roshim? Why is it considered contradictory for Hashem to be Moichel Klal Yisrael for the Meraglim and also to allow Moshe Rabbeinu in? The Medrash needs a Hesver. So Meshech Chochma says, Kibush Eretz Yisrael, big huge Yisoid, capturing Eretz Yisrael, which was miraculous, 31 kings, 7 full nations live in Eretz Yisrael, fighters, Goyim, who were ready to go over and fight to the death for their country, what they felt was their country. How did we capture Eretz Yisrael? Says the Meshech Chochma, Eretz Yisrael is captured in the schus of Klal Yisrael Ratzon to do the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Again, if we have in mind you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, then you're Zaychid to be Kibush Eretz Yisrael. How do you win over all these mighty kings? By wanting and believing and having a moon in Hashem, this is the mitzvah, this is what I'm going to do. Mashiach Chochmah doesn't mean, but there's ready rise to this. He obviously refers to, means this. Rashi in Chumash brings a number of times in Sefer Dvarim that we would cross the Yarden al Menas to be Kaivish all the Umays. And Hashem said, if you're not going to have a mind to be Kaivish the Umays, you're not going to win them. When Klai Yisrael were crossing over in Sefer Yeshua, in the middle of the Yarden, the Gemara and Saita Darshas, in the middle of the Yarden, they stopped. And Yeshua said, if you have in mind to capture all the Goyim, great. If not, the water's going to come and drown you. The Yarden will come and kill us right now. Meaning, if we have in mind and we believe in this mitzvah of being Kaivish Eretz Yisrael from the Sheva Umais, then beschus that mitzvah, you will be Kaivish Eretz Yisrael. If not, no Nisan are going to happen, and the Yarden won't even split for us anymore. We're going to drown on the spot in the Yarden. The Mashiach Chochmah himself bases this on a Sefri, on the Pasuk, V'yirishtem V'yashavtem Ba, you will inherit and live there, says the Medrash, B'schus, Shetirash Teshev, in the Schar for being Yairish, you want to be Yairish, Yeshev, you'll be Zeichet to live there. Means to say, if you didn't have fear of being Kaivish Eretz Yisrael, if they don't believe that Hashem can help them conquer Eretz Yisrael, then they are right, they won't conquer. And that was the chait of the Meraglim. I know the Meraglim themselves spoke Lashon Hara and they got punished. I'm not talking about the Meraglim. The door of the Meraglim, all of those men from 20 to 60 who died, was because they were frightened. They believed the reports. And they did not believe that they could actually conquer Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't believe they could conquer Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, you're right, you're not going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Forget about it, it's not going to happen. You don't really believe it. It's talking not going to happen. You're all going to die over here. Now, what were the two frightening reports they got about Eretz Yisrael from the miracle? One was Ha'anokim Asher Kechagavim Beinayim. One was the huge giants, which we felt like we were Chagavim in their eyes. There's these people which are just oversized. There's no way to fight them. And the second thing, Amalek Yoshei Be'eretz HaNegev. And Rashi brings in Chumash. Now, why are they frightening them with Amalek? Because Klal Yisrael are always scared of Amalek. Historically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Amalek. Hashem has Amalek as being someone to always use as a whip against us if necessary. And therefore, they were scared with these two things. They were scared to go in because of the giants and because of Amalek, who lives in southern area of Israel. And they didn't get to go in because they were scared. They didn't believe it. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take away these fears in order that the new dar should actually be able to go in. But he didn't want them to be scared anymore, or else if they're still scared, they won't be able to go in. They're going to be continuing the chait of the Meraglim if they're still scared. If they're still scared, they're not going to be zoichet to be Kaivish Eretz Yisrael. Fakir, they're going to get punished. Will be oichsim maisi avisayim biyadayim. Paikir avayin avis abanim when they still go in the same ways. If they're going to be scared, then they're going to continue to get punished for the Meraglim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to encourage them. You can capture Eretz Yisrael. What about the two fears? So Moshe Rabbeinu takes care of these fears to encourage Klal Yisrael they could go in. The giants? You're scared of the giants? You're not going to be able to capture Eretz Yisrael because if you have this fear? Don't worry, says Moshe Rabbeinu. And in Ever Ayarden, Hashem lets him conquer Oig, Melech HaBashan, Sichon Melech HaMori, two big giants, which showed them They don't have to fear. Hashem wants, they're nothing. They're blown away. They're like straw. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu has halfway, 50% encouraged them. But there is one other fear. What's the other fear? Amalek. They're scared of Amalek. Well, let's see if Moshe Rabbeinu has a way to take care of Amalek. We said earlier, the Chazal say, that Amalek falls only in the hands of Zaroi Shel Rachel. What's the reason? Why? So we said before from the Medrash, from the Yalkut Shemaini, that all the other Shvatim, you know, try to say to Esav, hey, you didn't behave right, you deserve to be destroyed, chasing after your brother. And Esav turns to him and says, you did the same thing. Mashenkin Yosef. But listen to how the Mashiach Chochmah, he doesn't bring this Yalkut Shemaini, by the way. Listen to how he spreads it to the whole Zari Shel Rachel. Now I'll add what I think he means. The Bechilta in this week's parsha, Bechilta is a medrash. This week's parsha, the pasuk Vayav Amalek says in Bechilta, Vayav Amalek, where did he come from? What's he coming from? What is this? Vayav Amalek, Vayav came from the summer. So all different shittos in Bechilta. And the Bechilta says, Acher Maimrim, Yavoi Amalek, who's a kafui toiv, the Yifra min a'am kfuye toiva. Klal Yisrael were in the midst of being kfuye toiva. They had just underwent Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Slav, Mun, Be'er Shal Miriam, and they say, Hayesh Hashem Mikrebeinu Ma'ayin, and Rashi brings a famous medrash of the person that was kafui toiva, the child that was kafui toiva to his father who kept helping him in every situation. The father says, okay, you don't appreciate what I'm doing for you. Get bitten by the dog. So the Medrash says, yeah, okay, the dog. Says the Mechilta, but why Dafka Amalek? Says, because Amalek is also a Kafui Toiv. Punish Klai Yisrael were Kafui Toiv through Amalek. Vayavi Amalek means to say, according to the Mechilta, they brought Amalek. Their actions are Kafui Toiv. That brought Amalek. Being coffee type, but Amalek is a coffee type. Why is Amalek a coffee type? So say from a Kevus HaMishnah on the Mechilta gives two explanations. There's more, but I'll give you the two main explanations. One reason is Eliphaz was brought up by Yitzchak, by Yaakov. Yaakov spent a lot of time investing in Eliphaz. And Eliphaz, who is Amalek's father, Eliphaz, son of Esav, he's the father of Amalek, still went and robbed and tried to kill and ended up robbing blindly Yaakov. So he's an absolute kafui toif. He was raised personally invested in by Yaakov, but he threw that all away to listen to his Rasha father. Another reason why he's considered a kafui toif is Rashi tells us that there was a gzeira on all the children of Yaakov that they should have, of all the children of Yitzchak, Geir, Zaracha, Be'eretz Le'lehem, Yitzchak's descendants will have to be slaves for hundreds of years and finally come back to Eretz Yisrael. And Esav said, I'm not interested. Yaakov, you take care of this. Yaakov said, yes, I'm asking. And Esav and Amalek all left because they don't want to be part of that Gzeira. They should appreciate it. They don't have to be part of the Gzeira. They left it with Yaakov. Yaakov agreed to take it. And Yaakov's coming out of Mitzrayim after the 400 years. What does Amalek do? He goes and attacks him. He should be coming out saying, thank you, I'm happy that you're getting this. So he's a kafui toif. Amalek from Tzias is a kafui toif. So Amalek's a kafui toif, and that's why they punish Klal Yisrael. Says Meshachachm, if so, we understand why Dafka Zari Shal Yosef. Because Yosef is someone who was given so much ra in his life by his brothers, such a difficult life, and he only paid them back with good, took care of them, took care of their families. He was befarnes them till the end of their lives, settled them in Eretz Goshen in the most comfortable way. So Yosef is a kafui toiv. He's chased after by his brothers, but he did only good bad, only good back. He only returned good. And that's why Yosef, says the Meshachachm, is considered the one who could win over Amalek. Because Amalek is be'etzem a kafui toiv, and Yosef is the absolute example of someone who is makir toiv, even when there wasn't toiv. He just does bad good. We'll add that this will explain, Be'ezras Hashem, I think this is what he must mean, this will explain also the maila of all the children of Rachel, including Binyamin. Because Rachel herself was supposed to be the wife of Yaakov. Yaakov was engaged to Rachel. And Leah went along with her father to take away the being the wife of Yaakov, the schus of being Eishes Yaakov. And she was taking it to herself. And not only did Rachel not have tainis, Rachel helped her out. Rachel was quiet when Leah came with tainis later on. According to many, Leah never even knew about it. Rachel is an absolute opposite of a kafui toiv. Even when she receives bad, she just gives back good, which is obviously where Yosef got it from. So that's why it's all of the Zaroi of Rachel, including Binyamin. That's why Shaul is the one who almost completely annihilated the family of Amalek also. So those are the two people that are chosen, and that's the pasuk in the Haftarah of the mentions beginning with Ephraim, and then mentions Binyamin afterwards. Let's go back to Meshechachm. Meshechachm says, now we can understand the pshat and the medrash that he began with. He said that there were two very serious issues Moshe Rabbeinu had with a new dar that was going to Eretz Yisrael. One issue was the fear of the giants. If they're scared of the giants, they won't be able to be Kavish Eretz Yisrael. The second issue was the fear of Amalek. If they're scared of Amalek, they won't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Well, the first issue he took care of. He fought giants himself and showed Klal Yisrael, don't be worried. You take care of the giants. And indeed, says a Navi, how there were giants living in Chavron, and Kalev and Sheva Yehuda took care of them. Great. But what about the fear of Amalek? The fear of Amalek, Klal Yisrael knew this halacha, that Amalek falls into the hands of Yeshua, falls into the hands of Zaruy Shel Rachel, to Yeshua's hands. And as long as Maish Rabbeinu is the manig of Klal Yisrael, they would have this fear. Maish Rabbeinu was concerned that Klal Yisrael would have this underlying fear that if I go into Eretz Yisrael and Yeshua is not the official leader, even though the first time by the war, Maish Rabbeinu was the manig, he sat out on the side and Davin, Yeshua fought the war. But there's still going to be this fear that maybe they're going to go along and hurt us like it did by the first war, by the war of Yeshua and Amalek and Chumash, that Kala Nechshalom Acharecha got hurt. Many, many Yidden were hurt. Many Yidden were killed. So they wanted to know that Yeshua is going to be the leader. And if Yeshua is the leader, then we're for sure going to win the war. So Maish Rabbeinu, if so, is asking two contradictory things. One thing he's asking for, Maish Rabbeinu was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please imloichel them for the chet meraglim, for the fear that they had, that they didn't believe enough in the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Hashem says, I'm loichel, I accept that. Then Maish Rabbeinu says, please let me go in. So Hashem says, if you go in, then Klal Yisrael is still going to be scared, because they're not going to be confident that they're going to win if you're the leader. They're going to want Yeshua to be the leader. And if they're going to be fearing and scared, then they're not being Chayzer B'tshuva from the first Aveira. They still don't believe that they could be Kavish Eretz Yisrael. The only way that they could believe to be Kavish Eretz Yisrael is if you don't go in. And therefore, it's a contradiction. If they get a Mechila Pachet Nemeraglim, then it has to be Yeshua's going in, because if you go in, you're going to keep encouraging them in their misguided fear thoughts. And unfortunately, Maish Rabbeinu, you want them to have a Mechila? You're going to have to stay. If you want to go in, then I'm not being meichel them for what happened, because they're obviously going to be doing the same aveira again. So Maish Rabbeinu is mevater. Says the Meshech Chachma, this is not just a beautiful vart in this week's parsha, not just a beautiful vart in the Haftarah. Says the Meshech Chachma, this is also muster for our day-to-day life. The Eitzahara is the biggest war which we face. Everybody knows the Chavis of Avitz tells us the biggest war in the world is the war against the Eitzahara. And in the war against the Eitzahara, you want to be Chayzer B'tshuva, you want to really change. It's only going to happen if you believe that it could change. If you're so scared, you say, there's no way, it can't happen, this is the way I am, nothing can change about me. If you've given up, then you're right. It's not going to happen. It's only going to be able to affect real change if you believe in the mitzvah of tshuva. If you believe that you could actually change, you're not going to be able to do it on your own. Hashem's going to help you, just like, how can we fight seven nations? How can we fight Amalek? How can we fight these giants? How can we fight 31 kings? Absolutely. But believe in the koyach of the mitzvah. Believe in Emunah and Hashem. Hashem can help you. And if you do it, you have that Emunah. You have that belief. You're searching. You want to do it. You care about it. Then Hashem will do nisim and aflois for you in your personal teshuva. He says, Dear Shu Hashem, Hashem asks for you one thing. Just be searching for Hashem. Searching to better your ways. In the inspiring times. And then it says afterwards, Yazov Rasha Darko, Yishav Machshav Yisav. Yazov Rasha doesn't mean leave it. You will leave it. Hashem will help you get rid of it. Hashem will help you stop being a Rasha. By you searching for it, it will happen. Nechayv Salvaves and Shara Tshuva, Imperek Yud, writes that all the impossible places to do Tshuva, that the Gemara and the Zohar speak about places where there's no way to do tshuva. He says, if you're really trying to do tshuva, you won't manage, but Hashem will help you do it. He says, as long as you're pushing yourself, and you believe it, and you're doing your best, and you're trying, Hashem will make nisim and flois to help you do tshuva. He brings a whole bunch of sukkim, parak yud and shara tshuva, the last parak and shara tshuva, not Rabbeinu Yoina, chavis avav is shara tshuva, the end of the sefer. He says, if someone, Lamashal, created terrible things through his Averis, Hashem will get rid of all those things. Whatever it is, whatever was done, Hashem can take care of it. As long as you believe, and you're trying, and you're inspired to go along and do it. That's what he learns from this whole thing, of this whole Vart of his, of Klal Yisrael trying to do tshuva. The Rabbi Shalom should help you. We should believe in the koyach that Hashem gave to us. So the Shbachal gave us koyach, we could do things. Koychi ba'aitzim yadi is great as long as we know what Hashem was giving to us. Yehu anayis anuchal koyach lasas koyal. So Hashem should help us. We should be mischazik. We should believe in the koyach of the mitzvahs. Believe that when we're doing the razan Hashem, we're given amazing powers. And when we can't do anymore, since we tried, Hashem will help us miraculously. Time after time again. Everyone should have a gezunta, healthy, joyful Shabbos Shira. Shabbos.